Hello, everyone. Hello.
You'd be happy to know that my test came back negative.
Oh, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, excellent.
I still have to wait a few days.
Okay. Okay, we are at the bottom of, we are actually in the middle of that Chaf Amud Beis. Let us remind ourselves where we are holding. We had a Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke about Mi Shehaya Reishei V'Rubai. We said a person is not supposed to stand in Rishus HaRabim and drink in the Rishus HaYachid. Stand in the Rishus HaYachid and drink in the Rishus HaRabim unless he was Machnis Reishei V'Rubai L'Makim Shehu. And we said the reason why is because the person might take the keli and bring it from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachid and bring it to the Rishus HaRabim. And at the top of Chaf Amud Beis, two lines down, we said, well, what's the din legavi para? Is there a requirement of Reisha Varuba or not? And the first lashon which we saw last night was, four lines down, we said, Kiti boilach hecha denakit, mana venakit la, meaning you're holding the keli, let's say you've got a keli with mayim inside, and you're holding the animal also, mayim. And the shaila is there still a requirement for the para to be reisha v'ruba inside the area with which you are trying to feed it? Or, because you're holding the keli and the animal, there's very little concern that the animal is going to go and move its head outside of the area, and then you yourself might go and take the keli following the cow's head and also go outside the area. So maybe there's no requirement because you're holding the keli, you're holding the reins, so therefore maybe there's no requirement of reishai v'rubai. That was the first lashon of the Gemara which we saw yesterday. We begin now at the Ikud Amri, which is about six or seven lines before the lines get wide, two words in. And this lashon is slightly different, and it says as follows: Ikud Amri Gabi Adam Hakamrin and Disagile Bereshi Verubai. So we said by a human being, let's say if the man is standing in Rishus HaRabim and the cup is in Rishus HaYachid, he's only able to drink if Reishi Verubai is in the Rishus HaYachid. So by a human being, Reishi Verubai is sufficient. Gabi Para Misagila Bereshi Veruba Eloi. Again, the same Shaila, but here things are going to change slightly in the Lishna Basra. And we're going to say the following. Here we're going to say, Hecha denakit mana venakit la. If you are holding both the keli and the para, unlike the Lishna Kama, that was actually the Shaila, in the Lishna Basra we say, Leiti balach. Here we're going to say, it's not a Shaila. The Sagila Bereisha Verubah. It's a Dover Pashat that, for sure, Reisha Verubah is sufficient. No shaila. Elakiti boilach denakit mana v'loy nakit la. The question is, in a situation where you're holding the keli, but you're not holding the reins of the animal. You're not holding the animal, my. What would we say in such a case? Is it sufficient that Reisha Verubah is inside? Or do we say, no, because you're not holding the reins, it's insufficient. You need to hold the keli and the reins and Reisha Verubai. That is the shaila. So Amalei, he said, Tanisua, we learned, Uvilvad shete para Reisha Veruba mibifnim v'shoisa. So we learned in our Mishnah, when it came to the discussion of Pasi B'Rois, we said you can make the Pasim larger if you want. Machleik is how large is large. And we said you can make the pasim smaller if you want. You can make them smaller, but you at least require that the para's reish and roiv of the body is inside within the confines of the pasim. Says the Gemara, my love, did not get mana, v'lay not get law. Isn't the case. Now, the Gemara seems to understand that the Pashtus is speaking in a case where you're holding the keli with which you're trying to feed the animal, but you're not necessarily holding on to the reins of the animal. And the Mishnah says it's fine as long as Reisha Veruba is inside the area. In which case, we have a riot to our Shaila that if you're holding the keli, You're holding the kegli for the animal to drink. And Rosh Veruba is in the area. Even though you're not holding onto the reins, and even though in theory the animal might move its head and you might be tempted to follow it, nevertheless, we're bringing a raya from our Mishnah that it is sufficient and we are not cheshish for that. That's what the Gemara wants to suggest. Says the Gemara, loy, that's not the case. But rather, what's the case? The nakit mana, the nakit law. You're holding both the keli and you're holding the reins of the animal. And that's the reason why Rosh Verubah is sufficient. But if you weren't holding both, then we wouldn't say Rosh Verubah is sufficient for fear that maybe the animal is going to venture out and you're going to go and follow it and you will end up doing a Hitzah and so on. Says the Gemara, Lachanami Mistabra. It's Mistabra to say that we're speaking in a case where you're holding the trough, you're holding the water bucket, and you're holding the animal's reins. And you've got Rosh Verubah inside. Lachinami Mistabra, the Inakid Manavale Nakid Law. Nishari, would we ever allow, if you're only holding on to the trough or the bucket, but you're not holding on to the reins? After all, Vatanya, we have a brace, which we're going to see in a minute in Chaf Aleph. Vatanya, lo yamala adam mayami yitzim afnei behemtai. You're not allowed to scoop up, draw water in a bucket, and present it in front of the animal whilst you're holding on to it. You can't do that, says the Braisa. Avul memala v'sheifech. You have to take the bucket, chuck it down on the ground, into a puddle, or put the bucket down, v'sheisen eileh. So the Braisa seems to tell us that you're not able to hold on to the bucket and have the animal drink. So you see that that is insufficient. So it must be that the only case that we're speaking about is when you're holding both the bucket and you're holding the reins. Because if you're holding the bucket, that is not good enough. That's what the Gemara wants to say. To which the Gemara says, that's not necessarily a proof. If you're bringing a raya from the Braisa, that the Braisa says, lo yamala adam, that a person's not allowed to hold a keli and present it to the animal, No. We already explained that Braisa to be referring to something different. Says the Gemara, no. Ha'itmar alam rabaya ha'cha be'evas ha'imid bushes ha'rabim gilvoy asar tfachim v'reichem arba. We said it's referring to, I didn't do the diagrams today because we don't really need diagrams, but you can see a basic diagram in the Rashi over here on the side of the page. We're speaking here about a trough, which is physically located in the Rosh Hasharabim, but it has the dimensions of a Rosh Hashayachid, insofar as it's 10 high, 4 wide, v'roishay nechnes lebeina pasim, and one side of the trough enters within the confines of the pasim, which is a Rosh Hashayachid area. And we said, d'zimnin d'chazi le'evas d'mekalkel, we explained last time that the concern is, we made a new kimta in that braisa, and we said that the concern is that the fellow who is standing inside the confines of the diumdin will look at the other side of the trough, the other side of the avos. The other side of the Avos is physically situated within the Rosh Hasharabim. And the concern is that the fellow is going to, if he's holding onto the bucket, he might take the bucket, pick up the bucket, and walk into the other side of the trough to fix up a crack or some problem with the Avos. And therefore the fellow will end up going from Rosh Hashayachid to a Rosh Hasharabim. And that's the reason why we said you shouldn't hold onto the bucket, because that is what you might end up doing. You're holding onto the bucket, you see the other side of the trough is a crack, and you say, right, I'm going to go over and fix it, and you're going to be mitzi your keli from Yachid to Rabim. So that is a special local reason why that Braisa said what it said. You don't necessarily have a proof that the case that we are discussing in our sugya is when you're holding both the mana and the reins, because otherwise it's going to be aser based on the braisa. The braisa, we establish it to be speaking about a very local, specific problem, to which the Gemara challenges that, just like we challenged it yesterday, with the same kasha. Frag the Gemara, 1 second. You're telling me what's the case of the trough? The case is the fellow is standing in within the confines of the diumdin of the arba pasim, and the trough is in one side and it goes all the way out into the rishis arabim. And you're telling me that maybe the guy is going to, while he's holding the bucket which he was using to pour into the trough, maybe he's then going to pick up. He's going to walk with the bucket to go and fix something on the other side of the trough, which is situated in the rishis arabim. Frag the Gemara, even if he does that, he's not chai for hoitzah. Frag the Gemara, the chia gavna mi mechayiv, if a person would do that, would they be mechayiv, amar of safra, amar of yami, amar of yechanan, amifane hafatzah mi zavis la zavis, venim lechalein vahitziyah, and potter. Shlai hoitza kira mi shari shayna lakach. We said, what's the case of a person, let's say, picks up a safer in their living room, and they say, I'm going to go to my study and I'm going to learn. And they're walking with their sefer, and they say, you know what? I'm going to walk straight to my chavrusa's house. And he walks out into the Rosh Hasharabim, right? And he sits down in the Rosh Hasharabim. He's not chayiv in such a case. Why? I went from Yachid to Rabim. Teretz is that when he did the Akira in his Rosh Hasharabim, when he uprooted the item, he uprooted it for the sake of keeping it within the Rosh Hasharabim. That is not an Akira which is Mechayiv him. You have to have done an Akira for the sake of doing a Hoitzah, for the sake of going out into the Rosh Hasharabim. And he didn't do that. So Tobi, what are you telling me? The guy takes his bucket and he wants to pour it in the trough. And the cow is at the other side over here. This is in the Rosh Hasharabim. And then the guy realizes that there's something which needs to be fixed over here. And maybe he's going to walk carrying the bucket to the other side. Even if he does that, of course he shouldn't, maybe this is Nester Abonin, but there's no Chiyav Chavis in such a case. He's not going to be Mechuyav in such a case, because his original Akira was not done for the sake of that. So that cannot be pshat in the Braisa either. So the Gemara... I'm sorry?
Can you have an Akira, even if where you choose intentionally not to go outside? And you stay inside, but that activity requires you to go outside.
Well, as long as your mind is in your mind, you had no intention to go outside, that will never be an
activity. Even though the activity requires you to go outside.
Well, yeah, but so, I mean, is
when
this...
you start inside.
Right, but when the fellow picked up the item, let's say the fellow picks up a tennis racket, and the tennis courts are outside. If he picks up the tennis racket to stay indoors, so it'll never be an Akira, which is Mechayiv him. So, I mean, the guy can't fool himself. If he's going to say, I'm going to do an Akira to stay inside, and then I'm going to go outside, but he's just doing that to beat the system so he can take the tennis racket outside, obviously then that's cool that he picked up the tennis racket to go outside. That wouldn't work. If he genuinely picked up the racket to stay inside, even if he ends up going outside, he's going to be potter. So says the Gemara, so what is pshat in the Braisa, which says that you shouldn't pick up the item to pour into the trough to feed the animal and so on, says the Gemara, Ella, Zimnin, the Misakim lay. Maybe the case is that first you fixed something on the other side of the Avis, on the other side of the trough within the Rosh Hasharabim, and then you pick up the bucket to go back into the Rosh Hasharabim, Vahadar Mayalei, the Kamayalei, Rosh Hasharabim, the Rosh Hasharabim. Meaning, and what are we gaining in this answer? We're gaining that when you pick up the bucket, you simply forgot that it's Shabbos, and whatever, you picked it up, but you picked it up for the sake of going from that area into the Rosh Hasharabim. That's going to be a regular Chiyav Hachnosa, which will be Mechayev you. But either way, the point is, the Gemara is saying, you don't necessarily have a proof to the Shaila. So again, we had over here two Lashonis as to what the Shaila was. The first Lashon was, if you are holding the Keli and you're holding the animal, do you need to have Reshiv Rubai? The second Shaila was, the Lashon Achrina was, if you're holding the Keli and you're not holding the animal, do you need to have Reshiv Rubai? And we have yet to prove either way. So, says the Gemara Toshma, Gomel Shereshiv Rubai Mibifnim. You have a camel where its head and the majority of its body is inside the area that sits inside the Rosh Hashanah, the din is oyvsin oyusoy mibifneim. I remember we said an avus is a trough, and oyvsin is kind of the verb form of you are making a trough inside the animal. The Rishonim explain that let's say you are going on a long journey. You're going to travel for a week, and you are concerned that you're not going to be able to feed your animal because you don't have any food for the animal. You're not able to take food with you, or you may be able to take only a minimal amount of food. So you put lots of food into the animal's mouth. So shaylef oivsin means if you stick it literally into its throat past the point of no return. And again, you are doing this for the animal's benefit because you want the animal, you don't want the animal to be hungry. Some say it means you put it kind of down the gullet so that it's irretrievable. Some say you just put it in its mouth. It could, in theory, spit it up. Whatever, technical discussion, what is oivsin? But the point is, you are in some way force-feeding the animal for the animal's benefit. Now, if you can imagine force-feeding a camel, you can only do that if you're holding on to the camel's head or its neck or the reins. You can't just kind of, you know, the camel is not going to play ball. The camel is not going to be so interested in you stuffing something in its mouth. I mean, maybe for the first bite or two. But after it's somewhat satiated, it's not gonna be so interested. So by definition, you have to be holding on to the reins. So this is a very good case to bring a raya from. You're holding the keli, and you are kind of giving the animal to eat, you're holding the reins, you're holding the keli, you're feeding the animal. So let's see again, what does the raya say? Tashma. Gamol shereishoy v'rubay mibifnim. Oivsin oisoy mibifnim. You are allowed to feed it, meaning it maybe its legs, its hind legs are in the Rosh Hashanah, but the majority of its body and its head is in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Says the Gemara, Baha, Abus, command a knocket, man of a knocket, Ladamya. When you force feed an animal, it is tantamount. It is as if you're holding on to the reins. If you look at Rashi, four lines from the bottom, Rashi says, "Va'evus command the knocking man of a knocking lahu shein eino oches b'tzavoroi, unless you're holding on to its neck, eino yachalutchei, it's impossible to stick anything into its mouth." And nevertheless, says Rashi, "The kaboi reishay v'rubay, and there still is a requirement of reishay v'rubay. If so, the tifshed baya kamaisa delishna kamo." If so, we can be poshet, we can prove the first shiloh. Remember, the first shiloh says, if you're holding the keli and you're holding the reins, is there a requirement of reishiv rubay or not? We have a raya from here, from the case of the camel, that you're holding the reins, you're holding the keli, and you need reishiv rubay. So we have a raya, becoming reishiv rubay. Amr of Ahabar of Huna, Amr of Sheishes. No. Shiny Gomel, Hoyo Vitzavoroi Aroch. You don't necessarily have a proof. Because being that its neck is so long, even if the majority of its body is inside, if the camel would move, it would be very, very difficult for you to kind of hold on to the entire camel. It's got such a long neck, which is able to move. So the concern is that unless you have Roshi Verubai, it's going to be very difficult for you to kind of ensure that the camel stays securely in the Rosh Hashanah. Then maybe by another animal whose neck is relatively short, maybe if you're holding on to the keli and the reins, maybe there wouldn't be a requirement of Roshi Verubai. Maybe if only the Rosh is inside the Rosh Hashanah. Here's Rosh Hashanah, and only the head is inside. I'm able to feed it, as long as I'm holding on to it, because it's not going to go anywhere. Maybe it's only by a camel, because it's got a very long neck. It's able to bend its neck. Hence, there's a requirement of Rosh Hashanah, even if you're holding on to it. Fine, so we didn't have a raya from that. Says the Gemara, okay, so I'll bring a raya from a regular animal. Tashma behema shereisha v'ruba midifnim. The same thing, it's reish, and reiva the body is inside. Once again, oivsin oisa midifnim. You can force feed it if it's inside. It's a regular animal. and it's Roshe Veruba Mibifnim, so you still see you need Roshe Veruba Mibifnim for fear that otherwise you might come to go after the animal's head. Says the Gemara, Va'evus, command the Nakit Mana, the Nakit La, Nakit Mana, the Le Nakit La. I'm sorry, I've lost the Bach. The Nakit La Damya, yeah. The Kabayin and Reisha Verubayin, you still require Reisha Verubayin. Says the Gemara, you don't have a Raya, my Behema, Nami the Ktani, Gamal. When it says Behema, we'll make a new Kimta, and we'll say it's referring to a camel specifically. And just like we said, by a camel, there's more of a reason why you need to specifically hold on to its neck. Because it's got such a long neck, it's very difficult for you to ensure that it doesn't go anywhere. But maybe by a regular animal, there wouldn't be a requirement of Roshe Verubai when you're holding on to the reins. Frankly, Gemara, it's difficult to say that because of Otanya Behema, Otanya Gomel. We have two prices. One time the wording is a Gomel. And one time the wording is behema. So how can you say that behema means gomel if you have one braisa which specifically uses the word gomel to imply a gomel? Difficult to say that behema means gomel. We have another braisa which says gomel. Vatanya behema, vatanya gomel. Says the Gemara, no, that's not shver. Midi gabi hadabi tanya. Were these two braisas learned next to each other? Meaning the Gemara says does this type of dichur in many, many places. Many times the Gemara wants to say, oh, you know, when it says that, it's actually referring to this, which I just said, like we're doing over here. When it says Behema, it's referring to Gamal. From the Gemara, but the Braisa says Gamal, and then we have a Braisa which says Behema. So clearly, Behema does not mean Gamal, because otherwise it would have said that. Says the Gemara, that logic is correct, only, let's say, if this was the ratio of the Braisa, and this is the safe of the Braisa. Then we can say, if the Reisha says Behema, the Sefer says Gomel, clearly Behema doesn't mean Gomel because it would have said it. But let's say you have a Braisa, which says Behema, and another Braisa. One Braisa was learned in Reb Chiya's Beis Medrash, one Braisa was learned in Reb Oshia's Beis Medrash, and one Braisa spoke about a Gomel, and one Braisa spoke about a Behema. So here, there's no reason why we cannot say that when it says Behema, it actually means a Gomel. It's only if the two are juxtaposed in the same braisa that then there's no way you can say that behema means gomel because the next line says gomel. So, Fred, you want midi gabi hadadi tanya, where they learn next to each other, a ration is safer that you should make that type of claim. Tanya nami achi, Rebbe Eliezer oiser begomel, hoyo vitzavore aroch. He asks by a gomel unless it's reisha veruba inside. Because it has such a long neck, and it's able to maneuver and move around and about, and therefore you need Reishe Verubai Bifnim, even if you're holding on to the reins. So we don't really have a raya to either one of these shaylas. Okay, good. Says the Gemara like this, Omer Yitzchak Bar Ada Lo Yehutru Pasi Birois Ela Lo Ole Regale Novat. So we kind of go back to a very fundamental, basic point about this whole perek. We began this perek, Oisin Pasin Labirois. You're allowed to make these gyumdin, you're allowed to make these L-shaped mechitzas, even though the majority of the area is parutz, there is no fencing. You can do this, and this was a special heter. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ada, Oyutru Pas Labirois, Elalay Lerigalam Novad. This is a heter for the Oile Regalim. Now, the Lashon of Oile Regalim is mashma for the men, not for the animals, for the Oile Regalim, for them, for the men themselves. Fregdi Gemara Vatanya Lehuchu Pasi Birois, Ela Legabe Behema Milvad. It was for the animals, not for the men, and not for the actual Oile Regalim, the Yidin who the Oile Regal. It was for the animals of the Oile Regal. Says the Gemara, you're right. My behemas, my behema. What does it mean? Behemas oile regalim. Zok Rashi, last Rashi. Avol Adam, afimu oile regalim lehuter lidlois velishkes. A man, even if he's an oile regal, he's involved in the mitzvah. He's not allowed to take his bucket and to lower it into this be'er, into this ba'ar, and to drink. Why? Says Rashi. The man is able to jump into the well, and lower himself down into the well and drink. So very, very interesting Gemara. Meaning we're saying over here, we have to remind ourselves, you've got an area. You've got an area and you've got these very small little mechitzas, one amma by one amma on four corners. I mean, the majority of it, 90% of it, could be parutz. Parutz merub al aymed. We say this as a special hetter, specifically in cases of need. In cases where there's no other way to give the particular creature to drink, the particular creature in question which is unable to drink any other way is the animal. The animal is not able to descend into the well and drink. You are able to go into the well and drink. Now we'll see in a minute a situation where you're not able to, and in a chanami will allow it. But a person who's able to lower himself to climb down into the well and to drink, that is what you are encouraged to do. And therefore the hetter is specifically for the behemoth say to regalim, Abu Adam, but the person metapes v'oyle, metapes v'yoyreid. Meaning the person should hold on to the side of the well and kind of lower himself down and up and down as many times as he wants. That is what the person should do. Rabbi Gemar Kasha, Eini, the Amar Rabbi Yosef, says the Bacham Rabbi Yosef, from Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Says Rabbi Yosef, the shame of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Lo Yehutru Pasib Yerais, Elo Lebe'er Mayim Chayim Bovad. We owe the Heter Pasib Yerais is only for a Be'er. Up until now we've used the Lashon of Be'er or Be'erais. But here it says Be'er Mayim Chayim. It's only mutter for a Be'er Mayim Chayim Bovad. It's got to be a well spring, which contains Mayim Chayim. Now, frak the Gemara, ila behema. If it's for an animal, mali chayim, mali mechunasim. What difference does it make if it's fresh spring water or if it's gathered, accumulated rainwater? What difference does it make? Now, you might ask a question, which the Ritva does, and says, well, one second, didn't we learn before that may be the reason why it needs to be a be'er? What's the difference between a be'er and a bar? A be'er is connected, it's a natural spring. It's connected to the waters down below in the depths. And it never stops, it never runs out. Whereas a bar is finite. And if you recall, we had a different shitas tanoim. Do we say only if it's a be'er, shall rabim, with 2 milas, or maybe even a be'er, shall yachid, with 1 mila, or maybe a bar shall rabim, which has got 1 mila because it shall rabim, as opposed to a bar shall yachad, which has no milas. But we said before that there was a mila in a be'er because it's loikol samayim, the mayim never ceases. So what are you asking Akash and saying, hey, if the heter to drink is only for the animals, why is there a requirement of mayim chayim? Like the ritual, I'll tell you why there's a requirement of Mayim Chayim, because the concern is maybe it's going to be Nifsak. So that says the ritual, the diuk is, why does it say over here, Be'er Mayim Chayim? I mean, it's never said that up until now it's just the Be'er. So from the fact that it says Mayim Chayim, it seems to imply that it's Mayim of a superior nature, of a superior quality. It's Mayim Zakim, it's nice, clear, fresh water, which is Roy L'Shtiyas Adam. So that's what the Bryce is a little bit bothered with. It seems to me that the Bryce is telling me that not only should it be Mayim, which isn't going to end, it's not going to dry out, but it's got to be nice, fresh, Eden water. It's got to be, you know, something of a nice, superior quality, which is Roy L'Shtiyas Adam. Why is that necessary to the extent that it's only a heter for the animals? That's the Gemara's kasha. Mali chayim, mali mechunasim. And that says the Gemara, no. Bo'inan midi dechazi la'adam. There's a requirement of that which is fit for a human being. Says Rashi 2 lines down. Very interesting. Midi dechazi la'adam. Kevan de mayim mashvilahu mechitza. Bo'inan mayim chashuvim. Meaning the mayim is what's making this into a mechitza. We've seen this already a couple of times. Remember we saw yesterday an amazing Gemara. Remember we saw yesterday, you have your Pasi Birois, and all of a sudden, Shabbos afternoon, 3 p.m., it's boiling hot, the water dries out. Are you still allowed to carry in the confines of the Pasim? Said Rabbah, no, you can't. Because what makes these Pasim into Mechitzas? The Mayim makes these Pasim into Mechitzas. Why is that so? It's Pashat. Because remember, we said, these Pasim don't really deserve to be Mechitzas. After all, the majority is open. It's Paritz Merub al Aymed. It's only insofar, it's only insofar as there's Mayim there to drink, that because there's Mayim, the Mayim makes the Pasim into Mechitzas. Oh, if so, says the Gemara, it's got to be really good Mayim. It's got to be Mayim which is Roy L'Shtiyas Adam. And if it's Mayim which is Roy L'Shtiyas Adam, that's considered to be real Mayim which will make the Mechitzas into Mechitzas. So
the Gemara above doesn't say anything about Mayim Chuzil Adam, it just says Mayim, full stop.
This is the Sugya now which is qualifying, Vosfara Mayim Dafin Haben. This is exactly what the Gemara is doing now.
Is Mayim, if it's not
Chuzil
Odom, the whole thing is
when you spread it. It's two separate sugyas. One is telling me there has to be Mayim. Without Mayim, you might have thought Shabbos, Kevin Shehutra Chutra, which is what Rashi said over there, even if it dries up at 3 p.m., but like we saw before, to the extent that it had a Shei Mechitza, when Shabbos came in, the Heter Mechitza's blibe, you might have thought that it remains a Mechitza, and that we say no. Now, we're giving one further qualification. Not only do you need to have Mayim the whole time, it's got to be Mayim, which is Roy L'Shtiyas Adam.
Yeah, but I don't understand. Rashi, when he learned that before, the Shakir and Tariya was that since he was Muslim when Shabbos came in, so therefore it should continue even though now there's no water. That's what it seems from
the that was in the previous sugya. There we had a machlekes in the previous sugya, and that's exactly what Rashi bavarned. Rashi said in the previous Gemara, when Abai asked Rabbi the Shaila, what happens if on Shabbos afternoon the Mayim stops? What's the din? And the reason why Abai thought that you would be allowed to be metaltel is because of what you said, Kevin Shehutra Hutra. That's exactly where Abai was coming from. Rabbi was mechadish. No, I'm very sorry. When it comes to Pasi Birois, we have to almost look at it. These are not really mechitzas. If there's Mayim, then we're going to make it into mechitzas. We're going to treat it like mechitzas, then lemaisa midirais, they are mechitzas. But it's only so long as there's Mayim there.
So the Shakir Atari of what the Gemara learned before, we're not patient. Or they're only saying now that it's Mishka Shaila. Even though it was the Shaila of whether it was Shabbos came in, it was Mutter, and it should continue. Therefore, we're not
patient there. Well, it's not that we're not patient. All what we're saying is that there are certain times when we say Shabbos, Kevin Shehutra Hutra. For instance, Lamashla, if you recall, we had the sugya before in the previous parak where we spoke about, let's say you have three people in a bikkah and they have a certain heter to carry in a large area, and then one person dies. And now, in theory, there's only two people. They should only get a smaller section. We said, Shikhaven Shehotra Hotra. That's when we say Gaven Shehotra Hotra. But when it comes to Pasi Birois, that it only has a Shei Mechitza because of the Mayim, I'm sorry, there's no Mayim here. The Mechitzas are gone. We don't say Gaven Shehotra Hotra. That's what we said in the
beginning.
I'm saying that's exactly the point that we're saying, that sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, depending on the nature of the problem. If the problem is so big, we don't see Kevin Chorchorcho. Okay, love is Anabis Levite. Good. Okay, says the Gemara 5 lines down, Gufo. Lo yuhutru pasavi rois, ala lebeima bilvad, avo odin metapas v'oidam metapas v'yerit. A person is metapas v'yerit, metapas v'oidam metapas v'yerit. Says the Gemara, v'imhayu rechavin, but let's say the be'er, this well, was very wide, and the fellow is not able to safely navigate himself down the well. It is, I don't know, 8 amas in diameter across, like we saw before. Very wide well. It's going to be very dangerous for this fellow to descend and ascend the well. So says the Gemara, v'mhayu rechavin afilu la'adam nami. Even a person is allowed to be memale from the be'er and drink. Good. Now this is what we quoted before a couple of times, that we said, don't hold on to the keli whilst you are feeding the animal, for fear that maybe the animal will move away and you will follow the animal and you will end up taking the keli elsewhere. If you look at Rashi, four lines down, who adds me any mutter lechoiz hakli? Don't hold on to the kli. You just chuck it down or put the keli down, and the animal will drink by itself. Good. So, frag the Gemara kasha, maskev la Rav Anan, imkein mahailu pasiv yirois. If you're telling me that you're not able to be mashke, the animal, next to the bar, so what's the whole point of pasiv yirois? Frag the Gemara mahailu. What do you mean? What's the point? Lamales mehen. You're at least able to fill from the be'er. You might not be able to hold it the whole time, but you're at least able to fill from the well, and then you put it down on the ground and have the animal drink. What's your kasha? Now, what did Rav Anan mean to ask? Ella, ma hoyel reish of ruba shel para. What does it help if the reish and the roiv of the para is inside if you're not able to hold it? I mean, presumably, if reish of ruba is bifnim, so you don't have much to worry about, so you should be allowed to hold it. That's what his question was. Amar Abaya, Rabbi Meir Iskinan. Now, what are we speaking about over here? This is what we said before in yesterday's discussion. We're speaking over here about the Avos, Ha'imid Bishas, Rabbi, Nevayasara, Varechavarbo. We're making a kimt in this brisa that the Avos is in the Rishas Rabbi. It is 10 high. It is 4 wide. And one side of the trough goes all the way within the confines of the pasim. And we said the reason why we don't want you to hold on to the keli is exera, that maybe you might see something on the other side of the avus which requires fixing, and you might go and you might carry the keli to the other side, and you'll be mitzi from Rosh Hashayachid to the Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we said, we don't want you holding on to the keli, we want you to just pour it in, put it on the ground, as opposed to holding it anymore. Good. Okay, now we move on to a new discussion, a new sugya. So we're gonna begin a little bit, a discussion, I mean, we're gonna at least touch on some of the halachas of Eruvei Tchumin. And as we mentioned in our, on that base, we said that it's called Eruvin, Lashon Rabim, because we are discussing two out of the three types of Eruv. We're not discussing Eruv Tavshilin, that is Sugim Meseches Beitza, but we're discussing Eruv Hatzeros, and we're discussing Eruv Tchumin. By the way, Agav, I find it fascinating that we have three mitzvahs. Eruv Tavshilin, to enable to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Eruv Hatzeros, to enable a person to be metalto from the bayis to the chotzer, parts of the bias, bias to bias, and we have Eruv Tchumin, which enables a person to travel an additional 2,000 amas, and all three of these mitzvahs have the same nusach bracha. Our mitzvahs Eruv. It's kind of interesting. You would have thought that maybe our mitzvahs Eruv Tashilin, our mitzvahs Eruv Tchumin, our mitzvahs Eruv Chatzeres. Interesting, and we find that there is an inyan to be mefaret the bracha as much as possible. Baruch Hashem, yoyim yoyim. The Gemara Darshins in Brachas, that just like every day you're supposed to be Mevarach Hashem as per the requirements of the day, so too with every single thing. We don't just say Shahakal Niyah B'dvarei, or Berpri Oed, Berpri Adama, and when it comes to Brachas and Mitzvahs, I just find it interesting that, I mean, yes, it happens to me that all three of them have to do with the concept of being Ma'arev, but three very different ideas, all as the same as Chabrach. Al-Kavanim, Eruv Tchumin is we know that a person is allowed 2,000 amos from the outside of the city limits. A person lives in a big city, they've got 2,000 amos from outside of the city limits. If a person wants to go to the north, because there's a kiddush in the north, they take Erev Shabbos, they take pass, and they place it somewhere to the north, and they're able to walk there. That becomes their makom shvisa. That really becomes their base, and from there, they have 2,000 amos in each direction. Now the Gemara says, how do you define a city? Meaning, when it comes to, let's say, London, I mean, how far can you walk? Very often, we're not cognizant of these halachas. If a person goes out to the country for a Shabbos, you just think you'll go for a walk, and then you'll find yourself very quickly outside of the tchum. And as we're going to learn later on, if a person finds himself outside of the tchum, the halacha is, you stay there the rest of Shabbos. So, serious business, you're not allowed to come back. We're going to see it. There might be times if you need to be excused. There might be certain cases where we can be makel. But in general, the reason why it's not so relevant for us, because we live in cities, and there's houses, 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 and the city continues. And as long as there is a house within 70 and a bit amos of the next house, the city continues and continues and continues. So it says the Gemara like this. Sagdi Gemara, Amar Abirmi Bar Abba, Amar Rav, Ein Burganin Bebavel. There is no such thing as Burganin in Bavel. Now, what is Burganin? Burganin is a little house. If you look at Rashi, about three lines down, small lines, two, three lines down. Ein Burganin Bebavel, the Amar Beketzim Avrin, Im Hayu Burganin Chutzliya. You have like a little shed, a little house, which is outside of the city, but it is the Seich Shivim Amma, the Shirayim, it's within 70 and a bit Amas, Misabrin Ima, it is included within the Ibor of the city, and it's considered for all intents and purposes as part of the city, Umaydidin Tchum Ha'ir Misham Ulahalon. And therefore your 2,000 Amas only begins from this Burganin onwards. Umahin Burganin Sukkos, you have these little huts, these little sheds. So says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yirmi Ba'Abba Hashem Rav, Ein Burganin Bebavel. There is no halachic concept of a Burganin which will extend the city limits. Doesn't apply in Bavel. Number one. Number two, V'loi Pasi B'Rois B'Chutzlarts. And there's never going to be a heter of making a Pasi B'Rois in Chutzlarts. The Gemara says, Burganin Mabavah, why not? Burganin Mabavah, loy, why not? Dishchichi Bidki. Because you often have dams. You have Mayim, which will come, and the Mayim will flood this shed, it will flood this sukkah, it will destroy it, it will get rid of it, and therefore, you never really have these Burganin to rely upon. Pasi B'Reis B'Chutzlarts loy. Why? Why don't you have a heter pasi b'rois? The loy shchichi mesifta, because it's uncommon to find yeshivos in chutzlaarts. What does that mean? Important Rashi. If you look at Rashi, about 10-12 lines down, the loy shchichi mesifta, maybe a bit more. Liyos talmidim holchin meir leir lelamid Torah. You don't. It's uncommon to find talmidim going from city to city to learn. Upasi birois lehutru ella laoile regalim ulechayotze behen shaholchin ledvar mitzvah. Very important Rashi, perhaps we should have seen this at the beginning of the parak. The heter pasi birois is either for oile regalim or something similar, namely someone who's involved in a dvar mitzvah. So, luyitzuyer, you'd be going from yeshiva to yeshiva, and you're going with your animal. And you're traveling with your animal, you need to make sure your animal has what to drink. After all, you're going for a dvar mitzvah. But Zagdi Gemara, Zagdi Biermia, Bar Abba, Vashem Rav, in Chutzlarts, it's uncommon for people to travel from place to place, to go to yeshiva, to say that you're traveling for a dvar mitzvah, in which case, there's not going to be a heter of Pasi B'Rois. That is what Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba says, Ein Burganin Bebavel, and there's no Pasi B'Rois in Chutzlarts. Avo ibcha, but the opposite of dinan. The opposite we can do, meaning there are burganin in chutz la'aretz, and there are pasi birois in bavel. Good. Avo ibcha of dinan. Igadami, some say, amarav. Ein burganin upasi birois, leib bavel, vole b'chutz la'aretz. There's never a pasi birois, nor burganin, not in bavel, not in chutz la'aretz. So we say, burganin b'bavel lo'i, d'shechichi bitka. Because there's ganavim running around and about, and therefore the ganavim are going to go and try and steal. People don't hang out in these sheds very much, and therefore you don't have these burganin anywhere. Because there's mayim which will flood it. Good. Amri, he said, they say, the Velt says about you, that you traveled from Barnish to the Beis HaKnesses of Daniel. What was the Beis HaKnesses of Daniel? And she says, there was a place in Bavel where the great Daniel used to be misfallow. And apparently you traveled all the way from Barnish to this Beiknishta of Daniel, which is a great distance of the Havitlosa Parisi Bishapso. So Amai Samchisu. So what did you rely on to walk so far? Well, Aburganin, because it's a couple of small little sheds. Ha Omar Avua Davucha, your grandfather said Mishmei the Rav, Ein Burganim Abovo. So what happened? Nafik ba'ach vilei hanu masvasa demivloin v'shivanam v'shivayim. So he went out and he showed him these masvasa, which Rashi says these ayorois harevois, and there was still mechitzas of the batim, and we're going to see later on in the afternoon, hey, that is sufficient to extend the city limits, and therefore it was al smach. It was based on these things that he continued to walk. And he continued to walk further. Okay, very good. Says the Gemara Vayta, Amar of Chizkiah. Now we're going to go into a little bit of Agarta. And we're going to see some other things which Rav Chizkiah said, B'Shem Mari Barmar. So Amar of Chizkiah, Dorish Mari Barmar, Mari Bechsiv, L'chol Tichle Ra'isi Keit Rechava Mitzvah Chama'oid. David said in Tehillim, in Kuf Yutes, all things, there's an end to them. But when it comes to your mitzvahs are so broad. Rechava mitzvascha ma'oid, meaning there's a ketz, there's an end to everything, but there's no ketz to the mitzvahs. It goes on forever. So David, Amru David, v'lei pirshu. He didn't explain exactly what does it mean that the mitzvahs are so broad. What does that mean? Not only that, Amru Iyayiv, Velei Pirshu. Iyayiv said a similar type of pasuk. Again, a pasuk which speaks about what's the pasuk, that it's Rechava Mina Yarucha Mi Eretz Mida U Rechava Mina Yam. The Torah is, it's long and it's wide and there's no end. So Iyayiv also spoke about the fact that Torah seems to go on forever. So Amru Iyoi v'lei pirshu. Amru Yechezko v'lei pirshu. He also said a similar pasuk. Ad Shaba Zachariah ben Idoi u'pirshay. So finally, one of the Nevi'im Achreinim, Zachariah came along, and he was Mefarish. Says the Gemara, what is this referring to? Amru David v'lei pirshu, what does that mean? And David said, all things I've seen a kates, but your mitzvahs go on forever. They didn't explain. It was spread out in front of me. The ksuva panim achar, and this, the Torah, is written on the front and the back. Uksiv eleha. And it's written on it, kinim, vehege, vahi. These three words, kinim, it's written on it, kinim, vehege, vahi, which we'll see what these things are referring to. But again, it's written in front of me, panim achar, and we don't know the measurements of the Torah which David, Eoiv, and Yecheskel were speaking about. So first the Gemara says about the end of the pasuk, kinim hegevehi, kinim zu purnus and shal tzadikim b'ayim hazeh. I mean, the concept of a tzaddik being punished. Puranas for tzaddikim. The chenu oimer, the lashon of kina is the lashon of tzar. Kina hi the kinenua. So it's a lashon of kina, to wail and to lament and to moan and so on about the puranas of the tzaddikim in this world. The hege, what is that referring to? Zumat and tzchon shal tzaddikim lasid lavei. This is referring to the schar that the tzaddikim will get lasid lavei, which we have no idea. We cannot fathom the concept of the schar in Olam Haba. Where do we see that Hege is a happy Lashon? As it says, Alei Goyon Bechinar. So we see the Lashon Hege Higoyon Bechinar, using a kinar to play music out of Simcha. Vahi, what's he referring to? Zuhi Puranusin Shel Rashayim Lasit Lavai. We also cannot fathom the punishment of Rashayim. The Chenu Omer Hoiva Al Hoiva Tavai. So we see Vahi, which is like Hoiva. Hoiva is a lashon of breakage. So it's referring to a tsar and a puranus and so on. Al Koponim, David spoke about Torah that it's endless. So did Eoiv. So did Yechezkel, but they didn't give us any reference, any point of reference as to what are we talking about? How big is it? How endless? What exactly did you mean? Ad Shabo Zachariah ben Idoy u Pirshay. Dechsev. Vayomer Eli ma ata raya. What do you see? Vayomer ani raya megila afa aruka esrim ba'ama. I see a Megillah which is Afa. Rashi says it's folded over. Megillah Afa, Arka Asrim, it's 20 long. Ba'ama. And here, when we say Ba'ama, if you look at Rashi, about 12 lines in the bottom, Asrim Ba'ama, Rashi says, Ama Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are discussing Kavriyachol. We know that Ein Loi Dumus HaGuf, the Ein Guf. We say in Yigdal, one of the Yigimel Ikrim, is that we believe that there is no anthropomorphism to HaKadosh Baruch. Hashem does not have any physicality. So this is to be taken somehow figuratively. Well, let's just see what it's referring to. So it says, he saw the Megillah Afa, Aruka, Arka, Eshrim, Ba'ama, Hashem's Ama, which are 20 of those Amas, Varachba, Eshrim, Ba'ama, and it was 10 wide, so it's 20 long, 10 wide, and we said it is kfula, it is folded over. Now, the chi poshtus law, when you spread it out, have your law estrin bestrin, it's going to be 20 by 20. It was folded over 20 by 10. If you spread it, it's going to be 20 by 20. Uksiv, and it says about it, hi ksuva panim b'achar. And it's written on the front and on the back. So 20 by 20 times 2, so when you kind of would put the two together, kama have your law, how much would it be in total? Arbayin Bestrin. It's going to be 40 by 20 in total. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, mi modad b'sha'alai mayim. Now, b'sha'alai is referring to Hashem's fist, kaviyachol, meaning mi modad b'sha'alai mayim. So the measurement of Hashem's fist is measuring the mayim, v'shamayim b'zeres tikein, and the entire shamayim with Hashem's zeres, with Hashem's pinky, he established it. Now a zeres is considered to be a chatzi ama al chatzi ama. Now if so, we said it was 40 by 20, right? 40 by 20 is in reference to the Torah, which is 800 square amos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's amos, so to speak. And the world is one half an amma by one half an amma. One half times a half is one quarter. One quarter vis-a-vis 800 is one in 3,200. Says the Gemara Nimtza, Shakol Olam Kulay, vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vis-a-vis the Torah, Echad Mishloishes Alafim, Umasayim B'Torah. It's one portion of 3,200. That's what Zechariah came to be Mefarish. The Amr is the Darish Mari Barmar Maidasiv in Eishne Dudoye to Einim Muadim Lifne Hechal Hashem. There's two pots, two copper pots of figs which are prepared in front of the Hechal. So Zakta of the Pazik says Haduda Echad to Einim Tevis Ma'id. One pot is filled with very good figs. Kita'ene habakures. Habakures, excuse me, as in bakures, meaning ones which are ripe. Ripe figs. And she says, te'enem hashuvais, hamim ma'aris lizbashon, which have properly ripened quickly. Ve'adud echot te'enem rois, the bad figs. Asher loy se'ochalna. May Raya, you're not able to consume them. They are so bad. And this is referring to the Tzadikim and the Rishoyim. Says the Gemara, Te'enim Atevais, Elo Tzadikim Gemurim. These are the Tzadikim Gemurim. Te'enim Raya, Elo Rishoyim Gemurim. Shema Te'ema Avad Sivrim Ubatal Sikuya. Maybe you'll say that there is no hope. They have nothing to look forward to. These individuals, Talmud Lamer, Hadu Doyim, Nosnu Reach. Meaning, both of these Dudoyim, Elu Voelu Asidim Shiitnu Reach. Meaning both of them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always trying to find the Hatzalah, not only for the Tzadikim, but even for these Rishayim, even for the bad Te'enim, they will give their Reach. Just see a little bit more. Tarish Rav might have said, Dudoyim Nasnu Reach, Elu Bachori Yisrael Shle Tamu Tam Chet. It's referring to the praise of the Bachurei Yisrael, the unmarried individuals who were not nechshol in Arayis. Ve'al psacheinu kol megadim, and on our openings, all of the delights, elu b'neis Yisrael, shemagideis pischeihen lebaleihen. They tell about their openings to their husbands. Some of Arjim say it means they tell the husbands when they became an idah. Some say they tell the husbands when they even get a stain. And so on. Leshnachrina, what does it mean? She'oigdois. They tie up pischeyen lebalayen, meaning they are loyal to their husbands, and they are not nechshal with any other man. The pasuk continues, Chadashim gam yishonim doidi tzafanti lach. So there's a reference to the new ones and the old ones. There is something pleasant about it. Amra Knesset Yisrael Bnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribbono Shel Olam Harbi Gzeiros Gozarti Al Atzmi Yoyse Mimah Shegozarta Olai VeKiyamtim. Meaning there are these new ones in addition to all the Yishanim which you made, but there's plenty of new Gzeiros which we made, which we the Rabbanim made, much more so than the actual 613, and we were Mekayim them. So Amra Leir of Chizdalahum the Rabbanim the Havi Kamasada Agada to Kameya. He spoke to a particular Chacham who is Mesada the Agadata. Mi Shmi Allah Hadashim Gam Yeshanim. How did you hear Pshat in what this pasuk is a reference to? Amalei. He said, you know what it means? Elu Mitzvahs Kalis. Meaning the Hadashim are the Mitzvahs Kalis. And the Elu Mitzvahs Chamures. And the Yeshanim is referring to the Mitzvahs Chamures. So the light mitzvahs, the more strict and stringent mitzvahs, frek the gemar, frek of chiz, the amar lei, the chi tera pa'amim pa'amim nitzna, was the Torah given at different times that we can refer to some mitzvahs as new and some mitzvahs as old? That doesn't make sense. Ella, halalu midivri tera, the halalu midivri sefrim. What does it mean, new? It means the mitzvahs dirabonin. The mitzvahs dirabonin are new. We'll do one more piece. Darish Rav Amayda Chsiv, the Yisem Haim Abini, Yizar Asis Svarim Harbe. So this is Shlomo Melech speaking in Kehelis, and he's saying, make many Svarim. What is this referring to? Bini, Yizar B'divri Seifrim Yoyser M'divri Teirach. You should be careful, right? It's really a Hemshech of the Pesukim over there in Kehelis. You should be careful, perhaps even more careful with Divri Seifrim, with the words of the Chachamim Yosem Divri Torah. Shedivri teri yeish behen asei valois asei. Divri seifrim kala ayivra. Divri seifrim chayiv misa. As we mentioned many times, the pasuk says, "Peret gedi yishchan of nachash." Anyone who is over on divrei seifrim is chayiv misa. Shema teimar im yeish ben mamish mimar loy nichtevu. Well, if these divrei seifrim are so important, why didn't the Torah write them and include them themselves? Why did the Torah wait for the seifrim and the chachamim to include them? Why were they not written? Amakra asis svarim harbe. It's impossible for the Torah to be kolal all of these things. There is so much to say, there's so much to discuss, and therefore the Torah left it for the tzaddikim to add on. Maybe if we can just do literally one more minute, there's a good place to start by the Tan Rabbanan. We'll just do another minute. Yeah, we said, the Pasuk says over there in Kehelas, V'lag harbe yegiyas basar. So the Gemara originally thinks of a lag is interchangeable with an ayin, like lag, to mock. Says the Gemara, Amr Papa Breger of Acha Bar Adam Ishmeder of Acha Bar Ula, Malamit Shekol HaMalig Al Divrei Terah. Someone who mocks Divrei Terah, Nidain Betsaya Reisachas, will be judged in burning excrement. Meaning he will be Nidain in Yigiyas Basar, in what happens to a person, to their flesh, at the end of the day. When everything comes out, Pragdi Gemara Maskiv La Rava, Maskiv La Rava. What do you mean? Miksiv Lag with an Ayin, Lahag with a Heksiv. What is that? Find the lashon of Lag to mock. Ella Kol HaHoyge Behen. Anyone who toils and who speaks in Torah, Kol HaHoyge Behen Toyim Tam Basar. It means a person will always find a geshmak. Instead of needing to have a steak, you learn and you enjoy it. You'll be toyim atam basar in the learning. Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow from the Tan Rabbanan at 9:30 in Mitzvah Shabbat.